August 9th is the International Day of the World's Indigenous People. First proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1994, this year's International Day is focusing on Indigenous media empowering Indigenous voices. The Senior Specialist on Indigenous and Tribal Peoples Issues at the International Labour Organization, Albert Barume, told Chris Altieri that access to work, job training and fair treatment at work continue to be important issues for Indigenous communities around the world.
Well, the ILO is actually has been concerned with the situation of Indigenous people right since its early creation in the 20s. Simply because the situation of Indigenous people was and still is one of those persistent social justice issues. The ILO realized a certain category of national population had no access to all rights and freedom because of historical underlying facts and social injustices. And because the ILO was created to address social justice issues, that actually led the ILO to focus specifically on Indigenous people right early since its creation. And that explains why the ILO was the first UN agency to adopt a convention on Indigenous people and still has the only legally binding instrument on Indigenous peoples. Today is an important day, and the ILO is basically reminding the entire world that the situation of Indigenous people remain of concern in many countries. It has one of its biggest technical cooperation program on Indigenous people, which is currently working in 22 countries across Latin America, Africa, and Asia. And that program, which employs more than 20 full-time staff, actually keep bringing up facts. And those facts are those the ILO is trying to share with the world today, reminding the world that Indigenous people's situation and living condition are still of concern and are still a persistent social justice issue.
Now, specifically, you're concerned with labor rights, with access to work. But in many cases, there's also an underlying problem that people can't get jobs because they can't get job training. Can you speak to that a little bit and perhaps about what the ILO is doing to help there?
Exactly. It's an important question because, you know, labor rights, the labor rights should not only protect those at work. The labor rights should also protect those who don't have access to work. And that it is within that understanding that ILO Convention 169 was actually adopted, because it's a tool that enables Indigenous peoples to enjoy labor rights on the same footing with other sections of national populations. There are reports, and one of the recent reports by the ILO this year, by the International Labor Conference, with figures showing Indigenous people are still representing disproportionately large number of people who have no access to jobs. And one of the reasons is the inaccessibility of Indigenous people to vocational training. Vocational training, which is very much highlighted in ILO Convention 169 and provided for as one of the tools and mechanisms that should actually be put in place by national government to enable Indigenous people enjoy the access to work on the same footing as a section of national populations.